Diva Kodja, it's me sure Joe Mullen, Thoughtfuls, you're always with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Mullen, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Bollard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Well, friends, on this week's programme, we've got some favourites and we've got some new tracks. And songs that I think suit the time that's in it. I'm going to start, of course, with a track that we all know so well. Well, maybe that's not quite true. You don't know the track, but of course, you know the singer because we've been playing quite a lot of his material over the last few weeks. I'm speaking of Big Tom McBride from Castle Blaney. And here's a song that I don't think I've played before. Take a listen to the lyrics. It's self-explanatory.
I said farewell to dear old dad and kissed my mother goodbye. Then turned away before they'd see the tears form in my eyes. Along the winding leafy lane where in childhood we would play, with heartache and old memories I sadly made my way. So many folks have left their homes through strife and poverty, yet somehow we could struggle by, just mother, dad and me. But things went wrong between me and the girl I called my own, and I left Castle Blaney, my old people and my home. I visualized the hedgerows on the road I used to go. I see the town of Blaney and the lakes of Lochmacknow. Around the old Hope Castle where so often I would roam, I dream of Castle Blaney, my old people and my home. The harbour lights are fading as I leave this foreign shore, and I watch the dark horizon that I mean to see no more. To the land that holds the legend of the fairy and the gnome, going back to Castle Blaney, my old people. Castle Blaney, my old people and my home.
Big Tom McBride and back to Castle Blaney, my old people and my home. And if, by chance, anybody listening to me today on the programme is from Castle Blaney or County Monaghan, well, we'll dedicate that one to you. Now, here's a track from a lady that I play regularly on Sounds Irish because I love her voice. She has a lovely, clear voice. In fact, we might get two tracks in if we're good. But this is Anne Breen's interpretation. We were up in County Monaghan a few moments ago. We're going right down now to the south, to County Kerry. And Anne Breen is telling us all about Killarney.
Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Well, I'll take a trip by jaunting car to see the lakes I love. Cathedrals rising gently seem to touch the sky above. And in Kit Carney's cottage, there's a twinkle in each eye as I sip an Irish coffee and the world goes rolling by. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away,
and Killarney in my dreams. And yes, I think we might sneak another one of hers in before the end of the programme. Now, it seems we're still on this mini tour of Ireland because we've come up from Killarney, we're coming up now, and we've come to Limerick. And this is Glenn Curtin's version of a song that was written by Denny Allen, I think, some time ago. But listen to Glenn Curtin as he sings the praises of Limerick.
Limerick, you're a lady. You're shining waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, where'er I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. As children, you and I spend endless days of fun, winter's snow or summer's golden sun. We fished in silver streams, the fabric of my dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, Limerick, you're a lady, your shining waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. The gift that time has made to travelers on their way, seeking out the beauty of our land. A shrine their children pray, and bells ring out to say, thank God we're living just to feel the freedom of each day. Limerick, you're a lady, your shining waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Oh, Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. That I have ever known.
A couple of weeks ago on the programme, we heard Glenn Curtin, singing the praises of My Dublin Bay. There he was singing the praises of Limerick. Limerick, you're my lady. Now, these next two tracks are sort of connected. I'm going to, first of all, give you a little information about the track, and also to let you know that the track is slightly longer than we normally have. This week, here in Ireland, and I think around the world also, we've been commemorating the end of World War I. Now, when I tell you that 35,000 men and women, Irish men and women, died in that very First World War, many of them, prior to joining the British Army, had no work here at home. They were poor, they were desperate, and needed some way of getting an income. So what did they do? They joined the British Army. Now, many people here in Ireland in those days frowned on that decision. In fact, to be honest with you, some people still do, but that's nonsense. And they perished, and they were, well, this week we were commemorating their memories. And our president was there, and we had, well, a number of ceremonies around the country. Now, what I want to do, I want to play for you now a track that I've played before. But not this version. This is a wonderful version of the song Willie McBride. Picture this young man, Willie McBride, and he goes off to join the British Army, and he gets killed in 1916. And he's buried in a grave. And the man writing, the songwriter, comes and he sits down beside the grave. And he's talking to Willie McBride. Here, the High Kings are giving their version of Willie McBride, the young Irishman who left his home in Ireland to be killed on a foreign field.
Well, how do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene?
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Did you leave her a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind a glass pane? In an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame.
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Shines o'er the green fields of France. There's a warm summer's breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas and no barbed wire. There's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. All the countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned.
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Now young Willie McBride, I can't help but wonder why. To those that lie here, know why. They die, and did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars?
For the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
That is the best version of that song that I've heard. The High Kings and their version of Willie McBride, or to give it its real name, The Green Fields of France. There's some wonderful lines in that. Man's blind indifference to his fellow man. And did they think that war would end all wars? How wrong we were. Now, having said that, I just want to tell you that my grandfather and my father were both in that 1914 to 18 war. Like many Irishmen of the time, they were in the Dublin Fusiliers. Now, my father didn't speak much about that 1914 to 18 war, the First World War. He never spoke much about it. He was a very young soldier. I think he was only about 20. But he did say occasionally, when he heard this song, for instance, if he heard it on the radio, he'd say, "Ah, that was the song we used to sing when we were in the trenches." So I'm going to give you now the Sonny Knowles version. Sonny, who has been an icon in the cabaret scene in Ireland for years and years and years, going to give his interpretation of the song Roses of Picardy.
Roses are shining in Picardy, in the hush of the silver dew. Roses are blooming in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And roses will die with the summertime, and our roads may be far apart. But there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. That's the rose that I keep in my heart. Are shining in Picardy, in the hush of the silver dew. Roses are blooming in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And with the summertime, and our roads may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. That's the rose that I keep in my heart. But there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. That's the rose that I keep in my heart.
Sonny Knowles and Roses of Picardy. Okay, we're going to change the style totally now, because we're going to hear my favourite Irish ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. And this, believe it or not, friends, started life as a theme from a Tchaikovsky symphony, the Pathetic Symphony. But somebody put words to it and they called it John of Dreams.
When midnight comes and people homeward tread, see
coat, your blankets, and your feather bed. Home comes the rover, his journey's over. Yields up the night time to old yard a dream. Up the night time to old yard of dreams. Across the hill, the sun has gone astray. Tomorrow's chaos are many dreams away. The stars are flying. Candles dying. Yield up the darkness to old yard of dreams. Yield up the darkness to old yard of dreams. Both man and master in the night are one. Some things are equal when the day is done. The prince and the plowman, the slave, the free man, all find their comforts in old yard of dreams. All find their comforts in old yard of dreams. It comes and dreams come running clear. The hawks of morning cannot reach you here. Sleep is your river, flow on forever. And for your boatsman, choose old yard of dreams. Yes, for your boatsman, choose old yard of dreams.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And for your huntsman, choose old John of Dreams. Well-deserved applause for the Dublin City Ramblers there. And I know the purists may frown on it, but I don't think Peter Tchaikovsky would have minded too much, do you? Friends, a great number of the songs that we play on Sounds Irish are emigrant songs, songs of people leaving Ireland to go and look for work elsewhere, simply because they had to. There was no work here at home. Here's one such song that I came across the other day. It's sung by Jack Carey. It's just called The Irish Emigrant Song. And take a listen to the lyrics.
Farewell, my lovely Ireland, farewell, my love so fair. She is sweeter than the fiddler's strings and the songs the blackbird sings. For I must leave my fair-haired girl, how I'll miss her so. If I could find the work, I'd stay. Across the ocean I must go. Farewell, my lovely Ireland, farewell, my land so fair. To the valleys, hills and soft rain, shades of green and gold and grey. Crashing waves on your brave shores, my heart is always yours. with dampening eyes. I leave you now, cross the ocean I must go. Farewell, farewell, I'm astray, we'll meet again, come what may. Farewell, farewell, I'm astray, it's time to be on my way. Farewell, my lovely Ireland, farewell, my nation fair. Unchanged by wars and present woes, that hope, that courage shows. Those men, those women, heroes bold, singing songs of days of old. Here's to you and better days, cross the ocean I must go. Again, come what may, farewell, farewell, I'm astray, it's time to be on my way. Farewell, my lovely Ireland, farewell, my life so fair. Man's greed has stolen my childhood land, life's torn by traitor's hands. Again, like days of old, my story will be told. We'll dance again, like days of old, my story will be told.
We'll dance again, as in days of old, my story will be told. Farewell, my Ireland. That was Jack Carey, who we haven't had on the programme before. And now the first of our Johnny McAvoy tracks, because, as I said with Anne Breen, I think we might get a second Johnny McAvoy track in before the end of the programme. Here's Johnny lamenting the fact, since Maggie went away.
No more I'll stroll, no more I'll stroll beside the rippling stream, or see the scarlet poppies flame amid the fields so green. No more beneath the trees I'll watch the butterflies at play, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. The sweet wild rose, the sweet wild rose that loved to see us there and seemed to bid us hope and love, now tells me to despair. The blackbird sings his song unheard high on the leafy spray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. The heartless sun with splendor fills the sky and mocks with smiling beams the heart that now can only sigh. Shine on bright sun, I'll walk with you and say, my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray. For my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. For my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away.
Oh, my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Joni McAvoy, I love the clever use of the brass band in that. And speaking of the name Maggie, I think a couple of weeks ago I played Val Dunigan's version of Maggie. I'm not going to play you his version of that now, but I'm going to play you a Val Dunigan track, but it's his interpretation of that wonderful theme from the movie The Quiet Man. Take a listen to Val as he sings The Isle of Inishfree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But then a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land, across the sea. Especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight beams across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten, and soon I'm back to stern reality. And though they've paved the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree. I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree.